The Midday Report with Chris Gibbons.
Well, a spat between Kumba Iron Ore and ArcelorMittal has taken a new turn, with Kumba threatening to terminate the supply of iron ore to the country's largest steelmaker. A timeframe has been given, except an indication from Kumba to our next guest that around 8 weeks might be the period in mind. From Johannesburg, we're joined by Martin Creamer, who is editor of Engineering News. Martin, a very good afternoon to you, and welcome to the Midday Report. Thank you for joining us. First of all, let's just remind folk about the reasons for this dispute.
Hi, Chris. Actually, it's Terence Creamer from Engineering News here. But the reason for the dispute goes back to February, where ArcelorMittal received a notice from Kumba Iron Ore subsidiaries, Sishen Iron Ore Company, that they'd be cancelling a supply agreement that goes back to 2001 on the basis that ArcelorMittal South Africa had failed to convert its mineral rights at the Sishen mine, which is required by South African law, and that they now wanted to terminate the very favorable cost plus 3% terms and institute commercial terms for the iron ore.
Now, Terence, the Kumba, the biggest producer of iron ore in the country, says that unless there's a speedy resolution, it will terminate supply. Are they serious?
Well, I think they're saying it as a last resort, but they're fairly unsatisfied with the reaction they've received from ArcelorMittal South Africa so far to their cancellation announcement, as well as the fact that they've put on the table an interim pricing and payment mechanism, which they say should endure during the arbitration process. So they would like, they will be invoicing on commercial terms, and we saw the first invoice come through in March, which ArcelorMittal South Africa confirmed was a full $100 a ton more than what they were used to receiving. Probably what they were used to receiving is not in the public domain, but we believe it between $30 and $40 a ton. So you can see it's a very material change. And they feel that they would like the rest, so the cost plus three to come into their account and the rest to go into an escrow account. And they feel the contingent liability raised by ArcelorMittal South Africa is just not sufficient as a guarantee.
Now, ArcelorMittal, meanwhile, has already told customers it's increasing the price of steel. That's going to be popular at this difficult time for our economy.
Well, there are two price increases that they've instituted. The first is very controversial. It's a 600 rand a ton plus, because we've seen figures higher than that, surcharge in order to recover some of the costs that are coming through on the higher commercial iron ore prices. And that was instituted from May the 1st, a couple of days ago. And as you can imagine, steel consumers are very unhappy having to pay a surcharge for what could well have been an ArcelorMittal South Africa error of judgment in not converting their mineral rights. So they feel they're paying for a corporate error. And then on June 1, we've heard that that there will be further price increases of between 2% and 17% on certain steel. This is on the base price. So we are in an environment where steel prices have risen around the world, but these are some of these surcharges are extraordinary.
Extraordinary circumstances to find ourselves in. That is Terence Creamer, editor of Engineering News.